to move by your spirit and your power and bless us, Lord God. And we thank you for every resource, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing. And bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And this is an amazing time, amazing opportunity for us to come and have the support of our team members, amen? Because you guys all know we're on the same team, amen? Amen, we all trying to win that championship. Amen, you can say amen. We all worshiping the same God. Amen, we're trying to get to heaven. Amen. Sometimes, but you know, a lot of times in our life, we go through some things. We feel alone, right? Am I almost on cue? But listen, we always feel like we cannot do this on our own. So then we want to give up and throw in the towel. Amen. But I want to let you know right now that you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. We're going to stand here. We're going to declare with you that all you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I know you've been crying. I know you've been weeping. I know you've been ready to give up. But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask.
You've seen good, you've seen bad.
Amen.
You've been happy.
So if that is you, and you want somebody to stand in the gap with you for prayer, now is the acceptable time, amen. Amen. Listen. Nobody else has to live your journey. Nobody else goes through what you go through. Nobody knows what you hurting for on the inside. But God knows. Amen. That's the glorious thing about him. He knows exactly what you need. So if that is you, please join us for a word of prayer.
Hang on in there.
Amen. And for those who are coming, and for those who do not desire to come, we're going to pray for you anyways, amen. We're going to pray for you anyways. Every head bow, every eye closed, all over this sanctuary. Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Father, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt on today. Lord God, we know you are all worthy to be praised. We just want to say thank you, God, for everything you do in our lives. Father God, every heart, every soul that is here at Kingdom Embassy on today, we pray for them, Lord, right now. We pray, God, that you would just meet them in their needs right now, God. Lord God, whatever the situation is, Father, for them, we need you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, God, that you would just continue to be a light unto their feet, Father, to this dark, dark world. Father, they would let their light so shine so other people would see it and draw closer to you. So, Lord God, we cancel out anything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we know that it will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And praise God. Amen. We like to remind you that the altar is still open for those who would like to have prayer. Let's remember that we have Bible study on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We would love to see you out. But other than that, we're going to continue to pray for our loved ones. We're going to continue to pray for our pastor. We're going to continue to pray for Sister Quinn. But other than that, we are dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah and praise God.
Better days, better days, better days are coming your way real soon, better days.